Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Welcome to People Power Politics. I am Jerry Hopkins, your guest host here today, and we are joined here by the Commissioner of the Racial Justice, the New York City Racial Justice Commission, Mr. K. Bain. Mr. Bain, welcome to our studio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Jerry.
Tell us a bit about Commissioner K. Bain.
Wow.
What has prepared you for this job, and then go on to tell us a bit about the commission.
I appreciate the question. This is a privilege. It's been a challenging responsibility. I want to say I'm prepared, but you never really are fully prepared when you're fighting for human justice for the city of New York. It's a big, hairy, audacious goal. The effort that went into the work behind this commission has been monumental. I do not stand alone. Our chair, Jennifer Jones Austin, our fearless leader, and 10 commissioners worked for, I want to say, what feels like hundreds of hours in the city of New York to listen to the concerns, the challenges, the inequities of residents of our city to put together what I feel is a very profound body of work.
But you didn't come to this inexperienced. I know you've accomplished some very significant work here in the city of New York that has added to the quality of life, especially for minorities and folks from diverse cultures. Tell us a bit about some of what prepared you and some of what you've done in that area.
So again, thank you for the question. I feel that the work of the New York City Crisis Management System, for example, is something that I'm very proud of. Some of the legislative work and policy work I've done with former Councilmember Jumaane D. Williams of the 45th District in Brooklyn at the time, things like the Community Safety Act, which essentially stop, question, and frisk, the Transatlantic Slave Signage Bill. There's a number of legislation and policy pieces that I've had the privilege and opportunity to work on that I feel have had an impact in New York City's direction. My most recent work as a human justice ambassador at CCD, Community Capacity Development, has been recognized by the White House. We are part of CIVIC, which is the Collaborative of Violence Intervention, working in 19 jurisdictions with 54 organizations appointed by the Biden administration. So I have had some opportunity to be a part of community violence intervention. I've had an opportunity to work on that $101 billion budget of New York City. And so I think I bring some of those. And then being a Brooklyn boy, you know, I come from very humble beginnings. We were talking before we were on air about my family from Trinidad by way of Grenada to Flatbush. So, you know, all of those experiences, the challenges, the struggles that you go through as a New Yorker play a part in being a racial justice commissioner.
And that's where we are now, the Racial Justice Commission. Now tell us, why did we bring this commission together? And what are its purposes?
So at the time, Mayor Bill de Blasio appointed and formed a Racial Justice Commission to address systemic challenges and inequities that are structurally built into the framework of New York City. And in doing so, we were charged to, as I said earlier, listen intently to residents in all five boroughs, to talk with them, to be guided by their experiences, to see what we could come up with that begins to dismantle structural, systemic racism and inequity. So the leaders that I, again, had the privilege of working with, commissioners from around the city, and I'm talking, these are brilliant people, brother. I was in a room that was just seasoned, polished, dedicated, and committed community servants on the highest level. And it was a journey and a pathway that was difficult at times, because as we live in New York City, for example, you will see the wealth gap. there are places and communities where we live where within 4 to 6 blocks, you see just a drop in income equity and opportunities in education, health disparities. All of this we live and see. But when you are charged to go into the community, have dialogues, and talk to people who are suffering from the effects of food apartheid, for example, or whose families have been ravaged by mass incarceration, who feel that their children many times are in warehouses posing as public school and education facilities. All of these very emotional and passionate testimonials were a part of us reaching what is now the three-part ballot measure.
The three-part ballot measure. So you've taken us to the ballot.
Yes, sir.
And maybe you can tell us a bit about what's going to be on the ballot.
Absolutely. Well, first I have to say, and I want to put this disclaimer out there, I am not here to tell New York City residents what to do. I'm only here to tell you about what it is that we have done to provide an opportunity. So I am not, again, swaying anyone in any direction. So to be clear, I'm not allowed to do that. But I do want to provide some education and let you know that there were, again, painstaking correspondence, dialogue, interactions with New York City. And we listened to the people and came up with 3 different ballot measures. And I'm encouraging every New Yorker to flip the ballot to make sure that when you go through and you vote for these positions, these elected officials, as you should. And if you're not registered to vote, I know this program is big on making sure we empower people to vote.
Certainly.
And be civically engaged. So that information you have here, but flip that ballot over. Please take a look at what you have said New York City is important to you. The first measure, the first ballot measure, is a preamble. Essentially, it was interesting to find out that the New York City Charter, which is serves as the Constitution of New York City, did not have a framing, did not have a foundational piece, a preamble like the Constitution of the United States. So just to know this is somewhat alarming. When you look at the thousands of activities that go on in the course of a week around businesses and exchange in the city of New York, to know that there's nothing that guides those, nothing that says we stand on sacred ground where indigenous people have suffered a great deal, nothing that sets us up in the right energy and momentum to do our business. I was again interested and found it very ironic that in the melting pot city, we had not taken this step. So when you flip your ballot and you see that first ballot measure, it's actually the second. There's an environmental measure that comes first, but the three that the Racial Justice Commission are responsible for, this is the first of our three. It talks about, you know, the black, brown people who actually built this city.
Certainly. Certainly. And there are three of them, and we're going to go in more detail about the three measures or components that's on the ballot. But before we do that, I want to go back a little bit more. What are some of the findings of your commission?
Wow. We found in places like the Bronx, the level of food injustice. And again, I want to say I'm a New York City guy. This is my home. Brooklyn is my borough. No disrespect to any of the other 5 boroughs. But, you know, New York City is home. So we see, experience, and live this. I didn't come from a silver spoon background. I didn't come from wealth. So I understand those struggles and challenges, as many of us do, associated with poverty and struggle in New York City. So it wasn't surprising. But it just pulls your heartstrings when you consistently hear people talk about their human rights and their basic universal needs not being met. So in the Bronx, what stood out to me was when people would talk about food injustice and the lack of access to healthy, nutritious food. I don't want to get into the three measures too much, but the cost of living, which is the third measure, is something that I think came as a result. As all three of them came from reflective listening and trying to really, and it was a challenge, Jerry. Let me tell you why it was so much of a challenge. You have all of these different types of disparities and injustices and inequities, and we have to boil that down into just 3 ballot measures. And the reason we were able to do that, and I think we were successful, we looked at what addresses the root causes of the inequity and structural systemic racism in our city. And that's how we got to the three ballot measures that are proposed.
And would you say the charter in some way was found to be perpetuating these disparities that we see in the racial construct in our city?
I mean, absolutely. I feel that the reason that the preamble, which is the first ballot measure, is so important, as I mentioned, is the charter has incredible potential, like the Constitution. There's elasticity in it. It's a governing document that should grow, but without the proper framing. Like any conversation, before you and I got into this dialogue, I learned a little bit about your history. I know a little bit about the program that I'm on. So I understand the energy and the frequency. There's framing. There's a foundation there. And from that, we can grow. If we go off course, we should refer back to the foundational components that led us here. So without New York City having a preamble, it's very easy for us to get lost and caught up in the minutiae of business without respecting the principles that the charter is supposed to be about.
There you have it, folks. You're hearing it live and direct from the man himself, Commissioner Kay Bain, from the Racial Justice Commission, the New York City Racial Justice Commission. And folks, you're listening to People Power Politics.
You are listening to People Power and Politics. For interviews, news, and more, visit pppradio.nyc. That's pppradio.nyc.
Welcome again to People Power Politics. I am Jerry Hopkin, your guest host, and I'm here with Commissioner Kay Bain from the New York City Racial Justice Commission. And we are continuing a conversation here on the work of the commission and the focus in terms of activities and initiatives. Let me ask you a bit about how you are planning to address racial injustice in the city of New York. Tell me a bit here, Commissioner. What are the three racial justice proposals and what do they mean?
So the three ballot measures, we'll begin with an added statement of value or the preamble to the New York City Charter. The second is to establish a racial equity office that has a plan and a commission. The last is a measure to the true cost of living. So these three different initiatives, as a part of this incredible Racial Justice Commission, is what after, I'm going to say, hundreds of hours and almost a year of work we've come up with. I'm very proud of the process that was grueling at times, as we spoke about previously, brother. You know these things exist. You experience them in your life. But going into every borough and hearing the pleas, the cries of New York City residents is something that it just brings out your empathy. And then to go to the drawing board, to sit down with these brilliant commissioners and say, okay, what is it that we could collectively come together and put forward that would begin to dismantle the structural inequity and racism in New York City? And here you have it, these three ballot measures.
And how can voters read about these ballot measures? Where they can find out more information about those
measures? So please go to racialjustice.citynewyork.us. If you even Google Racial Justice Commission, there's going to be a plethora of materials for you to go through. It's in numerous languages because we do understand New York City is a very diverse city. And so I just want to tell everyone out there listening on this program, it is our responsibility. We are obligated to be a voice for change. And even though I cannot sway you in terms of what you how to vote, I want to implore you, please get out there, get involved, flip the ballot. I know early voting starts October 29th. November 8th is our day. It's our time to be heard. I will say this, these ballot measures, the three I just mentioned, they are the words, they are the vision, they are the voice of New York City. So please get involved and be a part of the change that you want to see in our great city.
And again, the election would be held, when would voting begin?
So voting begins October 29th. That's early voting. Don't forget to flip your ballot. That happens too often. On the back of that ballot, you're going to see blood, sweat, and tears of the New York City Racial Justice Commission. So please do your due diligence. Make sure you look at the elected officials, select who it is you desire, but then flip that ballot over. So I leave you with that. Please make sure you do your due diligence and spread the word. Jerry, thank you. Thank you for having a substance-based media outlet for us to promote and encourage this type of engagement. Thank you, brother.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Bran Figueroa, the lead producer here and host, he has made it his mission to empower our people, our community, and to move things in the right direction, one of upliftment.
Absolutely.
And the entire team is dedicated to that.
Love
Ms. Pearl Phillip, who is here often hosting the show, likewise, she has that same spirit and purpose. Well sealed. Mm-hmm. We have been doing it for a while and we shall continue. But we are happy that there are brothers like you in positions like the one you currently hold who are really conscious and aware and have taken time to study the problem and to come up with solutions to the problem.
I appreciate it.
And I wish you nothing but the best as you continue your work as commissioner in the Racial Justice Commission. One other question for folks who may be listening, who may not be registered to vote as yet. Could you tell them, share with them what
So that same website, and I want to make sure we stay on the ballot measures. At the Racial Justice Commission site, there's also opportunities to register to vote. Multiplicity of languages, very important that you stay civically engaged. So please stop by the Racial Justice Commission website, get involved and get active. You can register there as well.
And there are applications there on the site that would give people guidance as to where their polling
station
is and all of that.
Absolutely. In a number of languages reflective of the city of New York. Yes, sir.
Lovely. So what's your closing word for the listening audience here in New York City and beyond? Because we want to impact and influence those outside of New York, too. We want every major city in the U.S. to have a commission like this.
Absolutely.
Shouldn't we?
So, as they say, so goes New York, so goes the nation, so goes the nation, so goes the world. I think I would leave with saying I want people to understand how important, how significant them being active involved. Listen, this is guerrilla warfare, which means on all levels we have to activate. Some people will say, well, why march? Because it needs to be done. We have to raise the awareness. Some people say, why vote? Because it needs to be done on all levels. I believe in action on all levels.
And I would like to add something. I must commend the new mayor of the city of New York for giving priority and basically continuing to support and push a program like this forward. Discontinuity is a problem we've had in governance at every level.
Absolutely.
And here we see a good example of something positive being given the necessary support and wherewithal to make things happen.
And so, if the voters, just one more point, if the voters decide to support these ballot measures, which is their choice, this goes beyond administrations. Again,
exactly.
This is unprecedented. And it has charter revision power. So this, again, this could be something that we are celebrating the legacy of for quite some time if we're successful.
So I wish you well. Thanks for joining
Thank
us
you,
here
Jerry.
At People Power Politics. Folks, Jerry Hopkin saying take care. God
Peace
bless.
Peace and blessings.
People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.